Now, the Talmud gives us the famous example. The Talmud tells us about Rabbi Yehuda ben Boba, who was one of the 10 martyrs of Israel at the time of Hadrian. So the Talmud tells us that one of the decrees that Hadrian passed was that no rabbi was allowed to ordain any of his students to become rabbis. They could not grant the smicha. Now, there are different types of smicha. The smicha that we're referring to here was the smicha for the Sanhedrin, which was the highest form of smicha, and which we no longer have today. We'll discuss it again, God willing, when we get there. In the 5th century, the smicha dies out, and it has not been renewed, though there was one major attempt in Jewish history to renew it in the 16th century. But in order to have a Sanhedrin, the members of the Sanhedrin have to have that smicha. And the rule regarding ordination is only someone who has smicha can grant smicha. And therefore, if it dies out, technically speaking, there is no way to renew it. And therefore, according to the majority of Jewish opinion, the smicha will not appear again until the Messianic era, when somehow it'll be renewed. But there's nothing that we can do about it now. So the Romans passed that decree in order to destroy the Sanhedrin, in order to destroy the continuity of the Jewish religion, the chain of authority. So the Romans passed the decree, no smicha. And they said, not only no smicha, the man who grants it will be killed, the one who receives it will be killed, the city in which it happens, the inhabitants will be exiled, the county where the city was will have to pay an extra tax. The Romans made a tremendously severe decree to prevent it, because the Romans by now were wise enough to know that the fight was against the rabbis. The fight was not really against Bar Kokhba. You could beat Bar Kokhba 100 times a year, but if you couldn't beat the rabbis, you didn't win. They'd come at you a different way again. And we'll see that over the long period of Jewish history, that glimpse of truth fades in and out in the non-Jewish world as to where the struggle really lies. So the Talmud tells us that Rabbi Yehuda ben Boba took 5 of his disciples, 5 of his students, and he took them out in the middle of the desert of Judea so that they would not be near a city and it would not be in an established county. It was in an unincorporated area, we would say today, in a wilderness, Muncie. And he took the 5 disciples and he granted them smicha. But there were informers among the Jews, and the Romans discovered it, and the Romans followed the group into the desert. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Boba sensed at the last moment that they were discovered. So the Talmud, in its usual dramatic fashion, puts it all into a few words that ring down through the ages. Rabbi Yehuda ben Boba said to his Talmidim, "Rutsu bonai rutsu," run away, my children, run away. So the words run away there, not only run for your lives, but you have to run from the type of world that the Romans, run away from that kind of world. You go and build the Jewish world. Cannot build the Roman world. And the Talmud says that he was speared to death. The Romans used him for target practice. They speared him to death. One of the students who so received the smicha is the famous Rabbi Meir, the great Rabbi Meir, about whom I wish to speak for the moments that are left. Jewish history, any history, is the history of people. And the dates, places, and events are only to give social studies teachers a chance.